Chapter 11. Charging through yet another corridor, we soon found out that the area where the AI was being contained wasn't getting attacked from just the front. Charm had taken the lead, as she was the fastest among us, and had just brought the conversation back to reprimanding Twitch for leaving when she turned the corner and then abruptly came scurrying back. A bolt of electricity followed her, lighting up the hallway and singeing the metal on the far side of the corridor.
"Too many,"
Charm said. Twitch considered this for a moment, then turned and opened a hole in the wall. "Where are we gonna run?" I asked. "Shouldn't we be helping here?"
"You getting killed doesn't help anyone,"
Twitch answered, already pulling me through the hole.
"He's right,"
Charm answered, moving back to the corner. Heckling and more shots came, and then she dove through the hole too. As it closed, she turned to me and said,
"And so is she."
"Twitch can make a black hole or something. She can..." I started to protest, but Twitch grabbed me by the throat, her anger getting the best of her again.
"Didn't you listen to anything back there?"
she said, eyes inches from my own.
"I try something crazy here, we all die. All."
"And?" I said, being obstinate but not caring. "Maybe that's for the best, considering the lowlifes housed here." She clenched her jaw, released me, and shook her head.
"Don't think I haven't considered it, but no. The war is going to need us, and I believe there are enough reformed villains here that might be willing to join the heroes, if they'll have us."
"Plus, you're here,"
Charm said. "You think I care about my life?" I protested.
"It doesn't matter if you do or not."
She stepped up to me, her eyes narrowing, her chest heaving.
"If you're really supposed to become one of the elders, you have to survive. You have to stop Ranger. And by Aram, I'm going to see that it happens."
"What the fuck is this Aram you keep talking about?" I shouted, just wanting something to shout about. They were right. Of course they were. But I wanted to fight, to be part of this, not run away.
"It's the sun,"
she said, backing off slightly.
"The sun that gives us powers."
I nodded. In a way, that made sense. If they figured they got their powers from the radiation, or whatever other effects from their sun, some of them might have taken to worshipping it, or at least holding it to some mythical value. We were standing there, all staring each other down, when shouting erupted from the other side of the wall, and the metal lit up, melting.
"Move it,"
Twitch hissed, already clearing a way for us in the other direction.
"Back to my base, where we regroup. Then we make for the Orange District."
"You know where it is?" I asked. She nodded, then assessed me before stepping through the next hole. With a pink screen, she quickly analyzed me and then made a change, grinning.
"Try that."
"Try what?"
"Ask where it is and my base,"
she said.
"Pull up your screen as if you were assessing someone at the same time."
"I don't," I started to say, but tried it and froze, excited. In front of me, where the info screen came up, was the same style of screen, but now it was a map with a blip that showed where I was.
"We can't stop,"
Charm said, cloaking at my side and pushing me through as the wall behind us gave way to the enemy. 5 of them appeared, one shooting a beam of orange our way that hit the metal as it closed behind us. A movement in the shadows, and then one of them was standing at my side, and even as I resisted, he had me. More shadows moved, and they had me, but I broke free and ran, not knowing where I was. Cackling followed, and then 2 of them were behind me, walking briskly like one of those horror movies where no matter how fast you run, the baddies seem to catch up with you just by walking. I was in a strange room, ducking into a side closet and then breaking through to more hallways, but they always seemed not far back, as if taunting me. It didn't make sense. I had no idea how I'd gotten here or where the ladies were. And then I was at a dead end. It was over. They were about to walk over and slice me to bits, or enter my dreams and suck me through a bed and leave a spewing geyser of blood. I had no idea what was coming, but it would be horrible. I pressed myself against the wall, knowing that at any minute they'd come around that corner, see me, and I'd be in deep shit. They had superpowers, and I had the ability to scan people. With a sigh, I closed my eyes, waiting, hating myself for getting into this situation.
"What the fuck?"
a voice said, and I opened one eye a slit to see them staring right at me. Had I pissed myself or something? Why the reaction? "Dead end," the other guy said, eyes staring right at me, then moving to the corners of the dead end. They had to be messing with me. At any minute, I'd have my skin melted off or eyeballs frozen. I knew it. Only, they were turning back toward the next corridor, leaving me behind. They had actually walked off. No just joking or anything like that. No April Fool or whatever the equivalent here was. Nothing. I couldn't believe my eyes, but even more so when I glanced down and finally understood why. First thing I noticed was that there was no sign of me pissing myself. Good. Second was that while I wasn't invisible or cloaked in the same way Charm could do, I looked exactly like the gray wall behind me, even my hands. When I moved away from the wall, the camouflage vanished, stepped up to the wall, there, away, gone. Whatever this was, it was amazing.